Amelia Earhart. Pre-reading. Here are some activities that people do even though they are dangerous. Add three other high-risk activities to each list. Jobs. Deep sea diver. Test pilot. Sports. Rock climbing. Bungee jumping. Amelia Earhart was a famous woman in her time. In 1928, she became the first woman to cross the Atlantic Ocean as a passenger in an airplane. In 1932, she became the first woman pilot to fly solo across the Atlantic. Later that year, she was the first woman to fly across the United States from New Jersey to California. Earhart set records in flying times and won many awards. Earhart had great courage and ambition. As a child, she was very inquisitive, kind, and always interested in learning. This interest led her to have as many as 28 different jobs in her lifetime. She was a volunteer nurse during World War I. She was an English teacher and social worker at Purdue University in Indiana. She wrote poetry and books and gave many interesting lectures. She encouraged others, especially young women, to follow their dreams. Amelia Earhart's dream was to fly around the world. Many people gave money to help her. Purdue University gave Earhart her plane. It was the newest type. Earhart began her around-the-world flight on June 1, 1937. Her route around the world was more than 29,000 miles. She had one crew member, Fred Noonan. On July 2, 1937, they were flying over the Pacific when radio contact with her airplane, the Electra, suddenly stopped. To this day, no one knows what happened to Amelia Earhart, Fred Noonan, and the Electra.